I in this mystery, here we stand, Whitman declares exactly midway through the third section. The line serves as a hinge between his discovery of the force of desire, the procreant urge of the world, and his delight in a lover who leaves at dawn. What is this mystery? The eternal now, a knit of identity which unites self and other, the past and the future, words and worlds. Consider what the poet achieves with one small word, here, which functions in this line as a noun, this place, an adjective, modifying mystery, which is beside and all around him, and an adverb, in this particular case. Even different parts of speech can bind one thing to another, according to Whitman, for the mystery of existence, at once solid and fluid, incorporating here and there the living and the dead, the unborn and the unrealized, is an essay in connecting. He stands here with all that is and all that is not, an unpunctuated phrase containing the sum of everything. Lack one lacks both, another unpunctuated phrase lodged in the oral memory of many poets, in accent four stressed syllables, the wedding of two souls, like and unlike, which governs the shape, the dream of Song of Myself. What he experiences in the dark, in the presence of God or the beloved, is the underlying unity of existence, a vision of eternity vaster than heaven and hell. The lover leaving at dawn is thus a figure not of fleeting pleasure, but of the mysterious ways in which emptiness leads to plenitude, baskets covered with white towels.